Good.
All right. Good evening, everyone. I'd like to call this meeting to order, the Medina Township Trustees. This is a regular scheduled meeting for September 2nd, 2021. The time now is 7:00 PM. May I please have a roll call?
Mr. Scopa?
Here.
Mr. Johnson?
Here.
Mr. Eastwood?
Here.
Can we please stand for the pledge?
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
At this time, can we take a moment of silence for our military veterans, both here and abroad, as well as our first responders? Thank you. First up on the agenda is approval of payroll. So at this time, I'd like to make a motion to approve payroll dated 9/3 of 2021. Total amount is going to be $41,692.19, and with $7,926.47 in withholdings, deductions, and liabilities. And I will incorporate this two-page document.
Second.
Any discussion? Roll call?
Mr. Scopa?
Aye.
Mr. Eastwood?
Aye.
Mr. Johnson?
Aye.
We have an executive session scheduled for tonight with the prosecutor's office. But before we get to that, I'm gonna get the site plans out of here so the people that are here for site plans, they can leave right after we're done approving the site plan, so they don't have to stay. That's all right with the rest of, with you two. All right. So at this time, I'd like to make a motion to accept the recommendation of the zoning commission and approve the change of use for Auto Smart Chevrolet located at 3926 Pearl Road as presented.
Second.
Any discussion? Roll call?
Mr. Scopa?
Aye.
Mr. Johnson?
Aye.
Mr. Eastwood?
Aye.
So we just wanna hit, check approve on all of those up at the top.
Okay. All right, this one too.
No, just, you already, there's on all of them, so there's like four of them. And next up is Northside Christian Church. Hi, Elaine.
Hey.
Moi.
Moi.
This time, I'd like to make a motion to accept the recommendation of the zoning commission and approve a change of use for Northside Christian Church located at 3721 Pearl Road as presented.
I'll second.
Any discussion? Roll call?
Mr. Scopa?
Aye.
Mr. Eastwood?
Aye.
Mr. Johnson?
Aye.
And then next up is Lopresti Trek Financial. This time, I'd like to make a motion to accept the recommendation of the zoning commission and approve a billing identification sign for Lopresti Trek Financial located at 3995 Medina Road, not to exceed 15.63 square feet as presented.
Second.
Any discussion? Roll call?
Mr. Scopa?
Aye.
Mr. Johnson?
Aye.
Mr. Eastwood?
Aye.
This is the book.
It's a big one.
This is the book.
That's the use, the big, all the big clip. And then the other ones are the separate, B, C, D, and E.
So Key Bank is next. So at this time, I'd like to make a motion to accept the recommendation of the zoning commission to approve the new construction of an ATM for Key Bank located at 2577 Medina Road, not to exceed 192 square feet as presented.
I'll second.
Discussion? Roll call?
Mr. Scopa?
Aye.
Mr. Eastwood?
Aye.
Mr. Johnson?
Aye.
So there's that first one. Maybe that one's a little quicker, please. So now we have B. So this time I'd like to make a motion to accept the recommendation of the zoning commission to approve a canopy sign, application B, for the ATM for Key Bank located at 2577 Medina Road, not to exceed 8.1 square feet as presented.
Second. That's not the one I have, though. I have A. They have it differently numbered, or?
Yeah, so A was the use, so the next smaller packet should be B.
So all this is B?
No, that's all A. The big clip is all A.
Oh, this is all A. All right. And Doug, this is all yours. Thanks, bud.
And that's probably B. The next one up should be B. It'll say B on the...
On the sheet in the back, right?
The first page, upper right-hand corner.
B.
All right. All right.
Do we have a roll call on that?
I'll second that, then.
Okay.
Need a roll call.
Roll call, please.
Mr. Stolpa?
Aye.
Mr. Johnson?
Aye.
Mr. Easley?
Aye.
All right, so then now we have C. So at this time, I'd like to make a motion to accept the recommendation of the zoning commission to approve an ATM kiosk island directional sign, application C, for Key Bank located at 2577 Medina Road, not to exceed 1.3 square feet as presented.
Second.
Any discussion? Roll call.
Mr. Stolpa?
Aye.
Mr. Eastwood?
Aye.
Mr. Johnson?
Aye.
At this time, I'd like to make a motion to accept the recommendation of the zoning commission to deny the wall sign request, application D, on the west elevation for Key Bank located at 2577 Medina Road, as the sign does not meet the requirements of section 605I, wall, roof, and awning signs of the Medina Township zoning resolution as presented.
Second.
Any discussion?
Nope, that's what's on the BZA meeting for the 15th.
Roll call.
Mr. Stolpa?
Aye.
Mr. Johnson?
Aye.
Mr. Eastwood?
Aye.
Make sure you get this approved. Then we have packet E. So at this time, I'd like to make a motion to accept the recommendation of the zoning commission to deny the wall sign request, application E, on the east elevation for Key Bank, located at 2577 Medina Road, as the sign does not meet the requirements of section 605I, wall, roof, and awning signs of the Medina Township zoning resolution as presented.
Second.
Discussion? Roll call.
Mr. Stolpa?
Aye.
Mr. Johnson?
Aye.
Mr. Eastwood?
Aye.
Before we go into executive session, I just want to make a request that if you're here and you haven't signed in and you'd like to talk at public comment, please make sure you sign in on the paper. That way, if for some reason we can't hear your name or hear your name, we at least have the spelling for our secretary when they go back through and do the minutes. So thank you very much. So at this time, I'd like to make a motion to go into executive session to discuss pending litigation with the three trustees and Sam Sheffield from the prosecutor's office.
Second.
Roll call.
Mr. Stolpa?
Aye.
Mr. Eastwood?
Aye.
Mr. Johnson?
Aye.
We are in executive session at 7:09 p.m. back from executive session where we were discussing pending litigation with the three trustees and Sam Sheffield from the prosecutor's office. No decisions were made, and we are back at 7:57 p.m. Continuing on with our agenda, approval of established Fund 2273 resolution. So this is a coronavirus relief fund. The ARP money that we're getting, we have to set our fund number again like we did last time for the last coup, but it's a different number, so we can't use the same one. So at this time, I move to adopt resolution number 09022021-061 to establish Fund 2273 as a coronavirus relief fund.
Second.
Like I said, this is so we can put the money into a fund number. We can't use the same one that we had last year. We have to use a brand new one. And Angela did contact the... over at the county to find out exactly which fund number we had to have. So,
auditor?
Yep, the auditor. This time, any more discussion on this? Roll call.
Mr. Stopa?
Aye.
Mr. Eastwood?
Aye.
Mr. Johnson?
Aye.
Establish the fund. So next up is approval to request an amended certificate. So at this time I move to adopt resolution number 09022021-062 to request an amended certificate of estimated resources from the county auditor to add fund 2273 for a coronavirus relief fund in amount of $473,946.17. $473,946.17 will be appropriated for 2021. I will incorporate this one-page request letter by reference.
Second.
So we're gonna, this is the money that we've gotten the half right now, because there's some things we can use that money for. One of the things was the door that Denny had looked at with the over there, and there's certain some other things, some security that we had looked at doing. So talking to Angela, we felt it was best to open up the fund with what we had to be able to use some of that money this year too. So that's the reason why we're amending our certificate. Any more discussion on this?
There's a time frame that we have to spend that.
It's
2026 or 2025.
Something like that. And like I said, this is the first half of our full fund.
Right.
Next year, I think we'll get the second half.
Initially, I thought we had to spend it like in a 12-month period.
No, it's there's a
that didn't have to happen.
Couple-year time frame to be able to spend it.
Okay.
Roll call.
Mr. Stopa?
Aye.
Mr. Johnson?
Aye.
Mr. Eastwood?
Aye.
Next up is approval of appropriation status. So at this time, I move to adopt resolution number 09022021-063 to approve the appropriation status dated 9-2 of 2021 and incorporate this 14-page document by reference.
Second.
Any discussion on this? Angela did say this is up to date. As of Tuesday, I believe. Roll call, please.
Mr. Stopa?
Aye.
Mr. Eastwood?
Aye.
Mr. Johnson?
Aye.
Is there two pages you have signed?
Okay, she signed seven. Right, there's two that we have signed. I'll send it back. We did send her approval of the payroll.
Oh, I guess we'll do that right now.
Mike?
Yes.
I already.
You already did? Thank you, Nick. Nick took care of it. Chuck, you sign the second page. Next up is purchase orders and training requests. Chuck, do you have any tonight?
Yeah, I do have one. So I'd like to make a motion for a purchase order requisition. The department's going to be admin. The vendor's going to be the Medina County Soil and Water Conservation District. It's going to be for the 2021 appropriation for the public education of out and outreach. The amount is going to be $3,969.00.
Second.
Any discussion on this?
Not that I know, just normal payment for the year.
Right. Roll call.
Mr. Johnson?
Aye.
Mr. Eastwood?
Aye.
Mr. Stoker?
Aye. Doug, you have any? You don't have any? I don't have any tonight, so those are done. Next up is approval of accounts payable. This time I'd like to make a motion to approve accounts payable dated 8-6 of 2021 to 9-3 of 2021. We're going to start with electronic check number 62-2021, continued electronic check number 68-2021. Then we'll start with physical check number 31658 and continue to check number 31675. The total amount is going to be $117,640.24, and that will incorporate this one-page document as presented.
Second.
Any discussion? Roll call.
Mr. Stoker?
Aye.
Mr. Johnson?
Aye.
Mr. Eastwood?
Aye.
Next up is bank reconciliation for July. This time I'd like to make a motion to approve bank reconciliation dated 7/31 of 2021. And I will incorporate this three-page document as presented.
Second.
Any discussion? Roll call.
Mr. Stoker?
Aye.
Mr. Eastwood?
Aye.
Mr. Johnson?
Aye.
Next up is approval of revenue status. This time I'd like to make a motion to approve revenue status dated 7/31 of 2021 and incorporate the seven-page document as presented.
Second.
Discussion? Roll call.
Mr. Stoker?
Aye.
Mr. Johnson?
Aye.
Mr. Eastwood?
Aye.
Next up is approval of fund status. At this time, I'd like to make a motion to approve fund status dated 7/31 of 2021 and incorporate this one-page document as presented.
Second.
Discussion? Roll call.
Mr. Stoker?
Aye.
Mr. Eastwood?
Aye.
Mr. Johnson?
Aye.
Well, you guys are signing that. One conversation I had with Angela, too, in regards to appropriation status. You guys would just kind of go back and verify in your departments that you have enough money in certain line numbers. Some of them are starting to get a little low. Most of it's towards me, police department. But she just said everybody can just kind of take a look to see. You're at any. Get into that time of the year again. Next up is credit card attestation. This time, I, Mike Stopa, Chairman of the Board of Trustees of Medina Township, Ohio, hereby attest that pursuant to Section 505.64 of the Ohio Revised Code, at its meeting on September 2nd, 2021, the Board reviewed the credit card account transaction detail for each account listed below for the dates August 3rd, 2021 through September 1st of 2021 as provided by the fiscal officer. The credit card accounts include Amazon, E&H Ace Hardware, Home Depot, Lowe's, PNC, Staples, Tractor Supply and Walmart.
Second.
No, but just. You want to do public comment now and then do public comment again, or you just want?
We got department head comments next.
Oh, department head comments next. Elaine, hi.
Hi. I don't have anything.
Nothing?
Rolling piles of paper, we have a sign, you don't have anything.
She doesn't want to tell us anything, is what she.
Everything's going well. I got some new cabinets, filing cabinets. Boy, we are so tight in here, it's not funny. So that was a good thing. The guys brought some up from the fire department, so it worked out.
All right. Denny?
I got a call today that Route 3 will be open Saturday, September 4th.
Fireworks at 7.
It's a two-lane traffic in the afternoon. And also, Tompkins Road culvert has been started. It's going very well.
Yeah, probably driving down Nichols, go ahead.
That's all I got, I think.
For now, right?
Yeah.
All right.
I have some, too.
Okay.
So Larry said that, he called me up, said he couldn't make it tonight. I think it's one of the first meetings that he's actually ever missed, but he wanted everybody to let him know that the fire department is doing 7 days a week now. So they have Saturday and Sunday first shift. So it's a step in the right direction from getting the 24 coverage. So just baby steps, but this was a really big step to get a whole, you know, the guys on duty for Saturday and Sunday. So it's only been going on for one weekend. This will be our second weekend, but, you know, knock on wood that helps out a little bit.
Which stations are they staffing?
They're staffing 3 at Station 1. It's the most central one that they have. They were thinking about doing 2 at R6 or R number 2 and then 2 at the other one, but the way it worked out, it was going to be 3, and then they would be willing to, you know, the limit of 4 people or whatever, but that gives them 3 to get to a site and then the 4th person to show up. So that's what they're working with.
All right. Anything else from the fire?
We're going to actually start ahead as soon as September's over. We're actually starting to redo all of the inventory. We're going to work as a department, and we're going to do that and have that all complete by the end of the year, a complete inventory of the thing from scratch.
Okay. So. Sounds good. Sounds good. The only thing I have from the police department is Miss Malota was found. I think people saw that in the paper and probably on the news. She's working her way back home to Ohio. So that's a good thing. She was found healthy and safe. Just an update in regards to the chief candidates. Tomorrow's the last day to file. As of right now, we have 10 applicants.
Nine applicants
for the chief position. So after it closes tomorrow, then I will go ahead and get a hold of the people that I've put out for to be on an interview committee. We'll get started with that. It's pretty much going to be a preliminary meeting just with the people that we're going to be on the committee to kind of go over what we're looking to do, how we're going to do our interview process and that, and then go from there. And then also, the 31st of August was our last day to accept applications for patrol officer. As of last time I talked to Sergeant Mangel, we had 13 applicants for patrol officer, so I have to get a hold of her. And they're going to work together, the sergeants, to kind of go through them, and then we're going to sit down and decide how we're going to go about, you know, reviewing the candidates, interviewing them if we're looking up, you know, put some more people on or whatever, and then go from there. But we had 13 candidates that applied for that position, so kind of happy with that turnout. So that's kind of the thing with the police department.
You want to say anything about our starting on the 12th situation? The other full-time officer.
Oh, yes. And we hired at our special meeting last week, Thursday, we hired our part-time officer as a full-time officer, and his starting date is September 12th, which will start the new pay period. So we've added our part-timer on the full-time. Basically, we moved him into the full-time role for the one officer that we recently lost. So it's kind of a wash there. That's why we have 13 applicants for a patrol officer. Hopefully, you know, we'll look at numbers and we'll go from there to see if we can add some more. Public comment, or you want to just get the other stuff and then just do public comment all at one time?
Yeah, do it at once, because this can be done in a few seconds.
All right, so next up would be the service department new hire discussion.
Danny was able to meet with a young man and they came to terms. So I'm very thankful to say that we do have a new man coming in. His name is Brian Phelan. He'll be hired as a full-time employee in the service department at $19 an hour with full benefits, and that will start on September 12, 2021. I would like to make a motion, make this official, like make a motion to hire Brian Phelan as a full-time employee for the service department at $19 an hour with full benefits starting September 12, 2021.
Second. Any more discussion on this? Danny, you want anything
else on it?
As far as full benefits go, is like clothing allowance, how would we go about the clothing allowance?
I would assume everything is prorated, right, for the
That's
the year?
Pretty much, I would think, prorated.
Prorate
for
the, that from the beginning of the year. Okay, that's what I got figured. So.
Yep. Yeah. Same as his HSA will be prorated.
HSA, correct, right. Okay. I think that's all I have.
Is there any, like, I don't know what the right word is, like a probationary period or anything like that?
I think handbook says 60 days, I believe. That's not for benefits, that's just for, you know, we can get rid of them within that 60 days if my question's asked.
He's got a CDL?
He's got a Class A CDL. That's a positive thing. So.
Been a long time coming.
I'm looking forward to a new guy.
Yeah. Any more discussion on this? Roll call.
Mr. Eastwood?
Aye.
Mr. Stopa?
Aye.
Mr. Johnson?
Aye.
Anything more on this?
Not on the new hires, but I would like to make another motion.
Okay.
Denny is going to be on vacation here, and there's a opportunity, and maybe an opportunity where signatures are needed, and his won't be available. So I would move to authorize Trustee Doug Eastwood to approve all service department documentation, including but not limited to payroll, purchase order, requisitions, and invoices from the date of September 9th, 2021 to October 1st, 2021, while the Service Department Superintendent Denny Miller is on vacation.
Second.
Denny, we approve all that, those days?
I do.
I want to talk to the department now.
I know.
We got a roll call.
Roll call.
Mr. Eastwood?
Aye.
Mr. Johnson?
Aye.
Mr. Stopa?
Aye. One more thing in regards to the new hire.
His first day will be the 13th, right?
The 12th.
The 12th, because that starts a new pay period.
That's a Sunday, though.
Right.
Yeah, but if we get a tree down on Sunday, he's...
He'll be able to come in.
Right, but if I wanted to come say hi to him, it would be on Monday, most likely.
Yes.
For sure.
Okay.
Yes.
Yes.
Unless the tree goes down.
I'll cut my tree down the front yard. By the way. My luck.
Never know.
So for the insurance for the new hire and for Nick in the police department, their HSA will be prorated to their start date. Full time, and then their insurance will take effect immediately.
Correct.
Just so we're all on the same page with that. All right. Next up is approval of previous minutes. We got a book here. At this time, I'd like to make a motion to approve the April 15th, 2021 regular trustee meeting. Trustee Stopa and Trustee Johnson were in attendance.
I'll second that.
Any discussion on this? Roll call.
Mr. Stopa?
Aye.
Mr. Johnson?
Aye.
Mr. Eastwood?
Aye. Just so people know, I had the opportunity to listen to it. However, I was at these meetings. I just was out there. And...
I remember the dialogue. Just leave it alone at that.
Next up is the April 22nd meeting. So at this time, I'd like to make a motion to approve the April 22nd special trustee meeting. The trustee Stolpa and trustee Johnson were in attendance.
Second.
Discussion on this? Roll call.
Mr. Stolpa?
Aye.
Mr. Johnson?
Aye.
Mr. Eastwood?
Aye.
Next up is our April 23rd meeting. This time I'd like to make a motion to approve the April 23rd, 2021 emergency trustee meeting. Trustee Stolpa and trustee Johnson were in attendance.
Second.
Any discussion? Roll call.
Mr. Stolpa?
Aye.
Mr. Johnson?
Aye.
Mr. Eastwood?
Aye.
Next up is our April 29th meeting. This time I'd like to make a motion to approve our April 29th, 2021 regular trustee meeting. Trustee Stolpa and trustee Johnson were in attendance.
Second.
Discussion? Roll call.
Mr. Stolpa?
Aye.
Mr. Johnson?
Aye.
Mr. Eastwood?
Aye.
He's going to like getting all these minutes to put on the website. Next up is our May 13th meeting. This time I'd like to make a motion to approve the May 13th regular trustee meeting. Trustee Stolpa and trustee Johnson were in attendance.
Second.
Discussion? Roll call.
Mr. Stolpa?
Aye.
Mr. Johnson?
Aye.
Mr. Eastwood?
Aye.
And last but not least, May 27th. This time I'd like to make a motion to approve the May 27th 2021 regular trustee meeting. Trustee Stolpa and trustee Johnson were in attendance.
Second.
Discussion? Roll call.
Mr. Stolpa?
Aye.
Mr. Johnson?
Aye.
Mr. Eastwood?
Aye.
That's the last one. That's all for minutes. Next up is public comment. This time I'd like to make a motion to go into public comment.
Second.
Roll call.
Mr. Stolpa?
Aye.
Mr. Johnson?
Aye.
Mr. Eastwood?
Aye.
This time we are in public comment. Please raise your hand, state your name and address for the record. Yes, ma'am.
Okay. I'm Marlene Sherrell and 3300 Old Weymouth Road. And my husband couldn't make it here tonight, Robert, but I'm here and I just had to come out and thank you all for everything you've been doing over the past couple months. These meetings were absolutely amazing. We are just so proud of all of you guys for what you did. And Alice ran these meetings like only Alice can, keeping hundreds of people under control and in a very passionate environment. And then all of our trustees did exactly what their constituents asked them to do. And I think that's to be treasured and applauded. And one thing that was brought up at these meetings was that, you know, if we don't think about it now, we're probably going to be have to thinking about it again in the future. And some people brought up the idea that that piece of property that was under discussion at the meetings would make a lovely entrance to Medina Township. And so I wonder if there's some thought that could be put into that going forward, maybe where the people could be compensated for what they're currently zoned at in some way, and then some sort of design or some sort of plan could come about for that piece of property so that we wouldn't have to go through all this all over again in the future. Because it was amazing. I mean, so many township residents showed up, and they were very lively, very passionate. And I know that that took a lot of extra time on all of your parts.
And very well behaved.
They were.
They were.
But anyways, I just came out here. I had to applaud you guys, thank you guys, and just throw out the idea there that if there's some sort of planning that could happen, it'd be really great. So, thank you.
Thank you. Anyone else? Mr. Jarrett?
Ray Jarrett, Fosket Road. Your accounts payable, check number 31675, the law firm. Can you elaborate a little bit in what that is in regards to?
Give me 1 minute. Check number 3175, you said, the
yes.
last one?
Mm-hmm.
Zachin Rich Company, LPA.
Yes.
That's a law firm that we're using for the police department negotiations for the contract. We had a preliminary discussion with him and the chief at the time, sit down just to kind of go over what we were looking at to go forward in regards to what we were looking at putting in the contract or how we were going to do the contract negotiations with the union. So that's what that was for.
Thank you.
And there's also part of a little bit of a legal matter that we had with one of our officers too, that he took care of some of the documentation that we needed. So that's what some of that was for too.
Thank you.
Anything else, Ray?
No. Thank you, Mike.
Anyone else? Mr. Christopher?
Yes, Bruce Christopher, 4160 Monterey Drive, Medina. I came in late and I apologize. When you came out of the executive session, you were on three. Have you already discussed four and five?
Four, we got rid of that executive session. We did not need that second one. And then five was the site plans. We did that before we went to the executive session, just to let those people get out of it.
Okay. How long will it take? I realize you've got nine candidates or whatever for the chief. How long do you expect that process to take as far as interviewing? Because I'm sure it's going to be a multi-step process.
I don't have a time frame right now. That'll be once we sit down with the interview committee to see exactly how they feel we should go about. I kind of have my idea to go about doing the interviews. We're looking at a point value system. So basically, each candidate would receive the same questions and would be graded on a point system, so we can kind of compare all the candidates. So as a time frame, I can't give an exact time frame. It all depends on, you know, how they feel, how we should go about doing all nine of the candidates.
I didn't expect an exact time frame, but I wondered if you have any kind of even ballpark idea of what it would take.
Well, I mean, we're looking at the 12th through the 18th or 13th through the 18th for their initial. We didn't expect, I don't think I expected nine applicants, you know, right off the bat to be.
How many people are on the board?
There is one, two, three, four, five of us. One I have to sit down and let me make sure.
And we're going to get the resumes and stuff like that.
Yes, that's why I was going to meet with the board, the interview board next week on a date that we can, so I can give them all the packets so they can review them before we actually sit down with the candidates. On the board itself, we have myself, three residents, actually one of them is a police officer that's sitting in as a resident and a police officer. We have a chief, and right now, so that would be six on the board, possibly a seventh, but I have to sit down with him and discuss. There might be a conflict of interest in regards to him sitting on the board. So,
can anybody else be added to the interview committee?
We're trying to keep it a smaller group, just so that there wasn't a big group, and that, like I said, we had one of our Mr. Jared had mentioned maybe some of the residents. Like I said, we have three residents. One of them's kind of sitting both ways as a police lieutenant in a department in Cuyahoga County, and also as a resident too. So that would be, I kind of want the smaller group, that way it's not such a big group to kind of have. I mean, you're more than willing to send questions that you have, you know, to myself that I can put on, you know, to the board. If there's specific things you want, that's what I'm going to ask the trustees.
It really wasn't so much for myself. Somebody asked me, somebody else from the township asked me if they could get on. And they've got law enforcement experience. I said, I don't know. I'll ask the question. That's easy enough.
So
if I have a question, I'll send it to you.
Okay.
You talked about the patrol officer. We've been talking about patrol officers for 2.5 years, 3 years, long time. I know of at least one went to Hinckley, so we're down at least one. Did we lose any more?
No, we have not.
So we were going to hire two and a half years ago or whatever. Now we're down one. How many are we going to hire?
I can't give you a specific number. I know we have 13 applicants.
And how many are we trying to hire?
I think the board, I can't speak for the other two. Myself, I'd like to at least bring one more on.
How many?
One more on right now before the end of the year.
Can I share some thoughts?
Mm-hmm.
I mean,
no.
Yeah. No. I mean, but that's my, what, at least one more before the end of the year is what I'd like to see.
Well, ask each one of them.
Right.
There's also been discussion of one full-time and possibly two part-time guys, which would give you a net of two, but in a different way. So that's kind of, some of us have wanted to see some of that for a number of reasons. Sometimes there's some really good people out there who don't want a full-time job, but are really capable. So, and they could also be more flexible with some shifts. So that's part of some conversation as well.
Yeah, can I add to it too? So obviously hiring Nick full-time, he's already working for us. So again, to me, that's, yes, he's working more, which is great, but we obviously have to get an officer in, I think, sooner than later. Ideally, I would like to have had this chief thing done and had him be a part of this thing. So that's why I'm reluctant to kind of stay, you know, if we're going to end up hiring an officer before the chief, that we stick to one and then get the chief and then decide if we want to get another one. And again, now that we don't have anybody on part-time, I think it's imperative that we try to get somebody, if not one or two, before the end of the year, you know. But right now the baby steps are get a police officer and a chief in there, and then we'll reevaluate after that.
But if when we put a new officer in, when we put a chief in, all that does is bring us back to where we were.
Right, but I want to get the chief to have a say in his department. That's why I want. I don't want to go hire three guys and then hire the chief.
And here's another thing.
I hear the chief argument. I understand it. But let's pretend we, in a perfect world, we had it all staffed. All the policemen were there. You'd still hire a new chief.
Right.
And somebody would still take the job.
But
no different than if you're you're going in for a managerial position at a company, and they say, hey, here's what you got to work with. You either take it or you don't take it. I get what you're saying, but it just seems like we're postponing things.
Very rarely do you have those two positions open at the same time. So that's,
I'm not arguing with
that. And here's another thing too with it, Bruce. Anybody we bring on is going to be new. Whether they have experience or not, they're still going to have to go through our training program with our training officer. So that's going to take somebody off the road, or take somebody that would be normally on the road and put them with the officer to train them. And I believe they said roughly 6 weeks is the time frame, even if they have some experience, just because there are certain things, they might come from a different area, that certain things they do there aren't what we do here based on our, you know, policies and stuff like that. So there is a time frame for training as to why I said I'd like to see one more, so we can get them up to speed and then bring somebody else in then possibly too. And that's talking to Sergeant Zija in regards to, you know, how it would work. And he's been, yes, he would like to see more, but he also stated the more people we bring in, the more people you're going to take off from the field training officers, and then that's going to leave us short no matter what then too. So if we bring in one, which we brought in Nick, he's already has experience with our department and that, and it's basically just a trade-off for the one we lost. bring in another person, that person will go through our training program, and then we go from there once they're ready to go by themselves, because they're gonna end up technically possibly working a couple shifts by themselves. So this way we at least know that they're trained the proper way in our township.
No, that, you know, I understand the logic with that. It's just, again, we've been talking about it for a long, long time.
Can I, going back to the comment about the timeline for the chief, I'm thinking that chances are you're probably going to be putting something together with that team, and maybe at the next meeting be able to present a proposed timeline, even if it's not a crystal ball.
Correct.
But we'll have some direct focus to start looking for.
Because you got nine people.
Right.
I see it taking a long time, and then you weed it down to five or four or something, you weed it down to a couple, and it's going to be a long process, and I just wonder if you had any gut feel for it. So, no, that's good. It's just taking a long time.
Anyone else? Once, twice, three times. At this time, I'd like to make a motion to close public comment.
Second.
Roll call.
Mr. Stopa.
Aye.
Mr. Johnson.
Aye.
Mr. Eastwood.
Aye.
This time we are closed for public comment. Anything else in front of the board, trustees? No? Nick, anything for us that we should know?
Nope.
No? Okay. Then this time I'd like to make a motion to adjourn Medina Township trustee meeting.
Second.
Roll call.
Mr. Stopa.
Aye.
Mr. Eastwood.
Aye.
Mr. Johnson.
Aye.
We are adjourned at 8:33 p.m.
Thanks for your help, Mike.
Yep, and like I said, we'll get something together, send it to them, and then also let the police officers know too.